The destination is called the University of Arizona Mineral Museum. You can find it in the basement of the Flandreau Science Center and Planetarium, which is adjacent to the U of A Mall. On this tour, we walk down the stairs behind collections manager Mark Candy.
It's been on campus since the late 1880s. You're looking at over 3,000 different specimens on display in here.
When you visit this facility, you can analyze an amazing collection of minerals and meteorites with an emphasis on Arizona and our neighbor to the south. Candy points to waist-high displays behind protective glass enclosures. They are arranged like small rectangular islands in the large room, so you can completely encircle each one of them while you make your way around the different options.
What you have here is a display of Mexico minerals. You're seeing the different states of Mexico, in this case Guanajuato and Chihuahua. This is a mine called Tiger Mine, just around the corner from Tucson. It's only about 30 miles as a crow flies from here. One of the most famous places in the world. Both of these meteorites are Arizona. These are lead minerals from Arizona.
But while the emphasis is on Mexico and Arizona, you can explore other parts of the world as you walk down these aisles.
A gold case that you can't imagine, these all came from California. Every piece of gold that you're seeing in this one particular case, along with platinum nuggets from Russia.
Candy says it is one of the best facilities of its kind in the United States, a precious resource for the country thanks to the generous contributions of many experts and collectors.
In the center case, you'll actually see crystals still from our Hindu Kush display. Those are all minerals that came from Afghanistan and Pakistan. You're seeing pieces that have been donated to the museum or loaned to us in every case. The university has never bought one of these minerals. They are all donations to us, or like I say, have been loaned to us for a certain duration.
Even though many people in our state have not visited this facility, it's already been discovered by Tucson resident Shauna Whitmore, and she's becoming a big fan.
I came about a month ago and fell in love, absolutely in love. It was amazing.
Whitmore is a busy mother with two young and active boys that she likes to take outdoors as part of educational explorations. She likes that some of the exhibits are hands-on. Kids can touch and learn in the process.
My boys are all about putting things in their mouth, and she's like, come taste the salt rock. And like, I know that makes a lasting impression, and for me too. I had no idea there was so many different kinds of rocks, and to see a diamond in the rough, like literally, you would never know that it was a diamond because it just looks like a black stone. So it was really fun.
The Permanent Mineral Museum is in the basement of the Flandreau Science Center, but there's another exhibit on the main floor. This one is smaller, but more representative of timely topics. It is meant to reflect the theme of the annual Gem and Minerals Show at the Tucson Convention Center.
And the theme this year is Minerals of China. And the name of the exhibit is Crystalline Treasures, the Mineral Heritage of China.
Shepard Reed is the multimedia producer at the center.
What the Chinese have realized is that there's a big market out there for minerals and that they have an abundance of mineral wealth. There's a lot of different localities that produce incredible specimens.
Mark Candy says the components of this exhibit are all from one owner in Texas, and they represent an impressive rainbow of colors, shapes, and sizes from China. Here's an example with crystallized stibnite.
When you're looking at these, they look like miniature swords. They're bright, hard, metallic. They're opaque. You're not seeing through them at all. They can form in little tiny druzy needles looking like a cholla cactus.
And while that resembles the color of aluminum foil, there are other bold hues in other specimens. Here, Candy describes some wolfenite. It's a brilliant orange piece that attracts your attention behind the illuminated display case.
They look a little bit like a stained window or stained glass. In this case, they're orange. It literally looks like slices of carrot. They're just stacked together side by side, kind of like a spread out pack of cards.
You could spend just a few minutes here and get a glimpse of the expansive collection, but experts say you ought to plan on taking your time. There seems to be an infinite amount of detail in each example. It's sort of like looking at a coral reef underwater, a collection of different colorful flowers in a famous garden, or paintings from some of the masters.
If you get something that's really aesthetic and pleasing, well-balanced, huge, all those things add to its value, and it does become a piece of art. These things are finite. They aren't going to find crystals like this always. A mine closes, it's kind of like the artist died. The price of the mineral goes through the ceiling.
The UA Mineral Museum is open throughout the year, so you won't have to wait for the annual Gem, Mineral, and Fossil Showcase to get a little bit closer to some of the world's treasures. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Tony Paniagua.